Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good afternoon, Detroit and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in afternoon time. We had to push the show back, but nevertheless, we are here at this hour of the spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mix, ready to mix it all up for you with some great old music and some spoken word. And we are going to get started with some spoken word. How about that? Alrighty. This is definitely a contender in our Billboard charts here. And we are definitely loving this particular artist, Mrs. Misunderstood, with her "I Need to Say This."
I think I need to say this. I may have to say I'm sorry, see. When I laid you down and told you not to worry, you should have known what was about to take place. When you saw that sneaky little look upon my face, see, I took you places your daydreams never would, and your body places no other woman ever could. I took your mind so far, had you gone somewhere between oblivion and insanity. I stole your control and breached your speech with this succulent peach. So here's my apology. I'm taking time to apologize. I mean, it took me a minute to realize that I may have really seduced your shyness with my undying need to satisfy. Your sexiness, the main reason why. I invaded your fantasies with the grind of these skillful hips, and I held your orgasm hostage on the tip of my tongue in the warmth of these sexy lips. I just hope you can accept this apology. See, that behavior, it just really wasn't me. I guess I was all geared up on curiosity. Like, curious to know what that last inch of your erection feels like. Push deep into that last gasp as I grasp tight to your aggression as you follow direction. Whispered into your anxious ear, and see, baby, this is what you'll hear. I will have you so gone on me that I may owe you an apology. See, I know it was wrong to have your eyes rolled and your body jerking from the vicious way these hips were working. And I was watching you, looking down upon your face as I pleased you, tasted and teased you. until my desired dirty destiny caused this apology. Sweetheart, you should have never, ever messed with me.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all my global listeners. This is the Poetic Energy Network Station, and you're hanging out with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. And this is the hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix with Misunderstood, holding it down with I Need to Say This. All right, she's up in the Tennessee area. We're going to keep it going and get this spoken word all up in the mix. All right, this is Mr. Ray Yearby, a.k.a. Bad Boy Number 2 with the Rosary of Denial. Check it out, Detroit.
You came to me silently. Like thieves in my temple, how dare you flick your blasphemous lashes and say you don't want to be here tonight. But your lips, like the prodigal son, return to lit on my skin like it's without sin. Should I show you that I have the stones to cast, that we are not unthinkable, just unthink the thinking of what others think they know. All we should do is think of the possibilities, but I digress. You see, I am sinful. I have reached in the inner workings of my soul, stole the 1 centimeter of distance between your tongue tip and my bottom lip, placed it above our deity of denial to kill every excuse not to covet the fill of your thighs, committing adulterous acts on my willpower against your logic. Even now I lie to myself, knowing full damn well that I will again use your name in vain, just to hear what it sounds like when it rains with stroke offerings on our Sabbath. While I am unholy, drinking the words that you just said to me, can you not tarry with me for just a little while longer? But you came to me like temptation, 39 days into my desert, wanted me not to worship at the lips of your altar you so willingly give. How dare you kiss me with the lips of Judas, pointing lust where to find my desire, crucifying my sanity against my wants of you. I know with just 2 lips and 5 fingers of each hand, we can feed the multitudes of you and I and you. Just preach your sermon on the mount to show me that last night's Sodom and Gomorrah is right now's Eden. All you have to do is confess and say, I want to be here tonight, while fingertips count the rosary of our denial.
Flavor up in there, but wherever the hand lays, that will be the thing that we will play. All right. Well, we are going to put a little bit of let's mix it up with some old school up here. How about that? But let's put a little bit of that Bob Marley up in here with the Soul Rebel. Let's take the flavor a little bit deeper. All right, here we go, Detroit.
I hold dear like my heart and my hand, making me feel alive. And my words are my babies that have not been artificially inseminated, so I naturally birth fate into lives through this pussuck all lips. Continue to speak to the commonwealth of men's and women's souls with my conscious poetic symphonies of true tales, because the truth never fails when it brings prolific change as these words escape my chamber of change and tool of thought. The restlessness of fighting on a daily basis. Faces of common man live by destiny, their brightest lung tongues of hopes and karmic redemption to the masses. And I've seen so much crime and heartache that my eyes have blisters. Speak the truth and Jeremy shock thee back to reality to keep them from being free and dumb. So spit, poet. Spit through your words, become ancient seeds that would make Moses come back from the dead and use the part ghetto minds and stereotype curses. Cause I spit so that the chains of pain of ancestors past and shackles of failure no longer hold down my youth. And spit with my head held high till nightmares die, my mouth gets dry, and God no longer has to cry over his children with rainstorms of sorrow. So I ask you, will you spit or swallow? To me, swallowing would be killing my lyrical liberation, silencing the social litigation that would uncrucify my birth Babylon I call Brooklyn. The measure of my Atlantic will is long and hard that goes for yards, and I'll spit to the walls my mouth and tongue are dried in the sands of time's last grain, and the corridors of my soul reach kingdom come. Now is the time, with reason and rhyme. You won't let your soul become another chalk outline at Lucifer's feet. Use the mystical powers of this blessed tool to unlock the treasure chest with our hearts. Launch lethal loogies to fill these empty buckets of character common man has lost. At times I've hit roadblocks more cold than words by Robert Frost on this journey. I turn to the revolutionary poet inside me, beside thee, to save the suicide landmines of your dying breed. Using these words that may become royalty to crown the heights of mine and your future and currencies of change that's going to come. Ratifying life's legislation to create the nationwide hood declaration of independence my brothers and sisters can live by. So I ask you again, will you spit or swallow? If you swallow, that means you would rather choke on the meat of old slave masters, welcome social disasters, and encourage more bloody Sundays a month in a menstrual cycle. I do this for the fact that a young sister on a Brooklyn Franklin Avenue station bench with her face and hands is going through it right now. That the powers of true tongues will extinguish her pain. Also hoping the life stains dirty in her soul can be removed forever.
All right, Detroit. Now, my brother listeners, that was Mr. Honest A bringing it to you with to the airwaves with his piece, Ode to the Poet. This is the hour of the spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mixed up in here. And I am Miss Poetic Energy bringing it to you live in afternoon time. We're going to keep it going and put some more music and spoken word up in the mix. So we are going to go with another spoken word artist, Mr. Israel, the Art of Woman, featuring Nave. All right, check it out.
Tonight, I don't even want to make love to you, no. Baby. Baby, that's not enough.
That's not enough, man.
Let's make heaven and earth. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And I never knew what heaven smelled like until I entered into your room. Never knew what God, felt like until I entered into your womb. Let your legs be my necklace. Your ankles, my earrings. Baby, be my jewelry. You taste like loops and ice cold milk. You and me are conjoined by our ribs, side and hip, baby. You are me, so let me discover myself by exploring you. My godliness is based off of your goddessness, so you be my divine light, god likeness. Your dark hue, baby, your dark hue is that of the lit night Carolina sky. I can sail into your universe all night. Your body, baby, your body is extraterrestrial. I'm talking out of this world. You hold my salvation. I bow at your feet, kissing your thighs, for those are the inner courts. going further into your holies of holies. You calling my name, I call your name back. We declare our deity to the neighbors. I'm anxious for your big bang to explode. You grab my crown, I swear the earth has tilted on this axis. You, mother of creation, you, God, queen, you divine being. Our sex is like ascending into the galaxies. NASA must have studied your bio makeup. They gotta kill me to break us up. I'm stuck to you like words on pages, holy on Bible, sacred on scripture, truth on pyramid walls, baby. You write a future. Write a future that I'm longing to read. And one day I'll show it to our seed. And our harvest will bleed free and be emerald green as we breathe deep love.
Let's go.
Hear our vibrations, and our heartbeat
beating like poetic portraits. And if our words, were paint, you would be my canvas. And I would stroke you in the color of love's language. And with the right shade of words, I would precisely place verbal paintbrush on your skin while taking the time to touch up the texture in your tone. I'll turquoise blue tell you that the hazel green hieroglyphs in your eyes speak the ancient Kemetic language of consciousness. And that's how I want the world to see you, with words of watercolor. I will begin to vividly detail that dimple over the little crook in your smile that accents the flawless forever that the creator placed in the pupils of your eyes when he created you, baby. I want a Vincent Van Gogh, the very essence of your laughter. Michelangelo paint the Sistine Chapel of your inner eyelids so that when you close them, you will see how beautiful you are when you're being described in these words. Other artists tell me not to paint with such abstract words because sometimes they make no sense. But I tell them, forget what y'all say. I'm gonna prophetically paint you beautifully like Yah's way. And when I'm done, you will be a master's masterpiece that I will display at every closed open mic and every slam competition that comes open, hoping that someday, someone, somehow, will find the salvation in the sound of these words about you, the Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa was only a bootleg preview copy of the one true beauty, and that is you. You are a critic, artistry in motion is what you are, baby. That's exactly what you are, creator. Give me the ability to speak with the hands like David Gaines. Never brushstroke me silent. Never waste one word. Let me Picasso these prose. Rembrandt release these words and instill life. Capture this moment in the perfect shade of wonderful. Wow, there's a Da Vinci code in your divinity. And with the correct combination of words, I can unlock the infinite color of forever in your spirituality, baby, because you are a beautiful work of art.
Yes, Detroit and all our global listeners, that was awesome by Mr. Israel, the art of woman. All right, that was pretty hot right there. This is the Hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. I'm your host, Ms. Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. I am so excited this afternoon because we are definitely pulling things together for our event here this September here in the Michigan area. I've been sending out contracts and agreements for people to sign and get back with me on so that we can get it off and popping. It's going to be a great event, and we got, we're partnering with a couple of people, so we are definitely looking forward to that. And, all right, well, we're going to keep it going. We're going to put some more spoken word up here in the mix, and I am going to play Mr. Kari Toure with Soulmate. All right.
My beloved. When I first met you, I was tempted to approach you and ask, haven't we met before? You sure look familiar. And knowing your sarcastic sense of humor, you probably would have laughed and claimed I was lame and said I should be ashamed of myself for using that ancient pickup line. But woman, you remind me of an ancient love that I once knew. And every time we kiss, I feel deja vu. Your eyes are the color of karma. And last night, after gazing deep into the windows of your soul, I witnessed the story of our past lives unfold. And I remembered that I've loved you before. We first fell in love in a former life, over 4,000 years ago. I was a young pharaoh in the fertile fields of the Nile Valley, and you were the lovely lady who wore a white lotus flower in the locks of your hair. I was mesmerized by your beauty while watching you walk along the riverbank in your beaded dress, and I stared in awe once I saw how not even the sun rays of Ra could outshine the radiance of your aura. I wrote you love poems off papyrus scrolls, proposed you from on top of the pyramid, and on our wedding day I swore on the sacred feather of the goddess Maat that death would never do its part. So I carved our wedding vows in hieroglyphs on my heart, and I still remember the day the desert winds of death swept through our royal palace. You became ill with plague, so I summoned the high priest to say a prayer while you lay in bed holding a gold ankh to your breast. And you made me promise that if you were to die, I would mummify the memories of our marriage, keep them buried deep within the chambers of my soul so that our love would be resurrected in another life. And the following day you passed away. I watched as pyramids of hope began to decay, and on the day of your death I held your sacred garments on the banks of the Nile River and wept, and I whispered these words: my beloved wife, I love you always. I found you again in another life. I was an Ashanti king captured in chains from our mother continent, and I barely survived the murderous middle passage on this slave ship, and they tried to break my spirit of resistance by beating me with a bullwhip. And I remember how you used kente cloth to wipe the blood from my brow. I remember when you cooked me collards and sweet potatoes in your slave shack, and I remember how you cradled me in your arms and your kisses helped heal the crisscross scars on my back. Back then, marriage between slaves was illegal, but in the secret ceremony we jumped the broom, celebrated our honeymoon in slave court, has made love, and our moans gave birth to Negro spirituals, blues, and jazz scats. You became pregnant with our child, but having no respect for the sanctity of our wedlock, they sold me down the river, separating us on an auction block. How foolish of our captors to think that slavery could separate our sacred union. Our love was stronger than their rusted shackles. I escaped from my plantation, searched 7 weeks to find you traveling that night while evading slave hunters who sought the reward for my recapture. I snuck into your slave quarters where I kissed your pregnant belly. We plotted our escape so that our unborn child would be born free. We ran, runaway slaves in love, using North Star navigation to lead us towards freedom land. Slave hunters in pursuit, bloodhounds tracking our trail, and I guess the scent of our love was too strong. I remember how we were only one river away from reaching freedom when we heard the sounds of bloodhounds barking behind us. I unsheathed my machete, told you to wade across the river towards freedom without me, and I fearlessly fought off all four of the ferocious beasts to buy you time. But I was overcome when a bounty hunter's bullet struck my chest, but I found silence in the final seconds before my death, knowing that you and our unborn child were now free. And with my final breath I whispered, my beloved wife, I love you always. Memories of past lives you and I have shared as husband and wife. Our eternal love survives because true love never dies. So woman, here we meet again, lifetimes later, reunited by the hands of love and fate. I found you in this incarnation and stared into the eyes of my soulmate, and you asked me, how do I know that you are my soulmate made flesh? Because my beloved, our love is stronger than death, and every time we kiss I taste immortality on your lips. Your eyes are the color of karma, and I still feel the emotional trauma from losing you in our past lives. Woman, we are old souls, kindred spirits. Our love affair first began in heaven, when God's fingers used the thread of fate to sense a sacred scene between our hearts, binding us as soulmates. So my mission in this life is to love you unconditionally, and part of my karmic lesson is learning that true love doesn't always have a happy ending. Sometimes true love ends in tragedy, love and loss is a consequence of karma. My beloved, I was reborn to relove, reunite, and reconnect with you, so I will willingly give my physical life protecting you, because fate always finds a way of bringing us back together. Woman, we share a spiritual bond that the sky of death can never sever. Our love story has no ending, it continues to be written by the hands of love and fate. So if I should die, don't say goodbye, my beloved. I'll rendezvous with you in my next life and reincarnate as your soulmate. My beloved wife, I've loved you always, and I'll love you always.
Woo! Yes! Yes, yes, Detroit! All right, that was Mr. Kyrie Touré with Soulmate. Yes, he put all of his heart and soul in the delivery of that piece. And I felt it in every part of me. This is the hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix, and I am your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. I just want to make a quick announcement. We are hosting the Spoken Word Billboard Awards here in Canton, Michigan, this September. It will be from 7 to 9. We have some more wonderful, amazing artists that are going to be sharing the stage with us, along with some amazing youth sharing in the very many talents that they have. So I'm very excited about this. This facility is just awesome. It's beautiful. And it's definitely making a statement. So we are definitely looking forward to that. We are still getting our promotional material together, but we wanted to make sure we had all of our artists on deck, and so we can get all our promotional material out, so we can kind of put the blast out and do our little commercial here. But we are definitely looking forward to having a grand time, and releasing all the charts that we have been taking for over a year now. So keep it locked and keep your ear tilted, because we are just coming with more and more details as the time comes. All right, we love you, Detroit. Let's keep it rolling. We want to keep spreading the love with some more spoken word and great music. So we're going to put it in a little bit of that music here with Lil Wayne, Holla Love. All right.
Cut the music up. A little louder. Yeah. You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck. Couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, it's hard not to stare. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a youngin', your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here in this damn corner, looking through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. See, you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in the corner trying to put it together. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, it's hard not to tell. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Had a love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions. To be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire your popping bottles and sipping just as much as you admire. Bartending is tripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You seen a lot of crooks, and them crooks still took it. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love.
Detroit and all our global listeners. Do everybody out there know how to love? I guess Lil Wayne broke it down for you. I love that piece of music right there. This is the Hour of the Spoken Board. We're Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And I am your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. And we're going to keep it going here. And we're going to get another piece up in here with Larry Lack Henderson, one of my tracks of his. I absolutely love Congresswomen, the remix from his Lesson One Hip Hop. All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, check it out, Mr. Larry Lack Henderson.
I feel you hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there gon' be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbossed, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of her time, ahead of her line. But next, less acknowledge far, but sure, and out of Houston, Texas, history. Courage with the power that describes the soul. I so elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year, and before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. Bernice Collins here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history. I feel you hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central. Yeah. She combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier fighting at equality war, shining light on a dark party wanna ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91, well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in a political game. We lack dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain. I feel you hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us.
1992 was the year of the woman. Doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody could stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Mosley Brown was elected to the Senate. The first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lack role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew in the years that followed. It was Corinne Brown and Carrie Mitchell, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clayton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress.
I feel you hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there gon' be no us, and we salute.
Detroit, and all our global listeners. You are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network Station. Thank you so much, guys, for hanging out with me here on the Switchboard. We so appreciate your presence on always, because we know if you're hanging out here, you could be doing any other thing, but you're hanging out here, and that means that you're showing us love and support. So we certainly, you know, embrace you and love and thank you for hanging out here with us. And we're going to keep it going here with some more spoken word and some great old music. All right. That was Mr. Larry Slack Henderson with Congresswomen from his Lesson One Hip Hop album. All right, we're going to go with a little bit of Maxwell. I'm feeling like till the cops come knocking. What shall we do? What shall we do? All right. Detroit and all our global listeners, you know what it is. This is the Poetic Energy Network station, bringing you live in the afternoon time, the spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mix with your host, Miss Poetic Energy. And that was mixed Maxwell till the cops come knocking. Yes, you can't go wrong with Mr. Maxwell. We're going to get the show, keep the show rolling here, and we're going to put some more spoken word up in the mix, and we're going to go with the Oracle with Freedom Makes Me, Wakes Me Up. All right, Detroit, let's take a listen in.
free with me. Never give up your freedom. Freedom is yours and mine. Hold tight. Use your power then. The treasure of life is yours and mine. Freedom.
Come on through and do so.
All right, we love you, Detroit, and all our global listeners for hanging out with me. We so appreciate your presence here on the show. You could be doing other things, but with your presence being here, that shows that you have love and respect for this network, and I certainly appreciate you for that. So without further ado, we just want to wrap it all up and take it out, Jazzy. And I want to say I love you, and I love you much, much. And I love you much, much more each day. All right, let's take it off, Jazzy. A little bit. Yes. How about that? All right, Detroit. Love you. All right, something's going on here with Blog Talk Radio. But we love you, Detroit. God bless.